Chumashir Parshas Vayetze.
Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harona. So Rashi has a kasha. What is Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harona? What is Vayetze? So the famous Rashi, Shir Tzadik Oysaroshim. The question is, Rashi was bothered. He had to say, Vayelech Yaakov Harona. The Pasuk finishes in the end of Toldos. Vayishlach Yaakov is. Vayishlach Yitzchak is Yaakov, Vayelech Padana Harona. Pasuk says again, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harona. And that is the famous Rashi Tzir Tzadik Oysaroshim. The Beis HaLevi says, when a person goes somewhere, there's two reasons. Example, people come to Yarchikal. So why they came? They went to Yarchikal. There's a war. Someone is running away from the country. So he's just running away from the country. He has to find a place to escape to. So he's leaving. Where he's going is irrelevant. He's running out of the shul. He has to go somewhere else. Yaakov did two zach. He ran away from his brother Esav that wanted to kill him. But that he could run to China as well. Chutz from that, his father called him, go to Padana Aram to marry someone from my family. Zogdim Misalevi, so it was two dinim. It was Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, and it was a din Vayelech Harona. It was two zachim to do. It was one din, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, and there's another din, Vayelech Harona. And he says, this is the pshat, in the perik, and the end of Toldos, it says, Vayishlach Yitzchak is Yaakov, Vayelech Padana Aron. There it doesn't say Vayetze. When his father called him and he says, Vayishlach Yitzchak is Yaakov, and he told him, Kum lech padana Aron beiso besur lavi imcho v'kach lecho isho misho. So Yitzchak told him, Yitzchak didn't know Esau wants to kill him. Yitzchak told him, I'm telling you, go here to get married. So it says, Vayelech. There was no Vayetze, because the Iker point was Vayelech. But we know the Torah is telling us that Esau was chasing him, and Leifas was chasing him, and Rivka told him, you have to run away. It was another whole story. So the Mele, our parasha says, he also went to listen to his father, but it was also Vayetze. So the Stadler would say, Alamo, when a guy goes to Yeshiva, to Bismedrash, to learn, this type would say, Chumashir, he said, it's two zach. It's one thing to be away from the world, and it's one point to learn in Yeshiva. And he says in both things that when you go to a yeshiva or you go to a shir in a shul, he says it's one point to be away, to be for an hour protected, closed in a place. It doesn't make a difference if you learn or you don't learn. But you show up every day to yeshiva. You're not in the mood, you are in the mood, it doesn't make a difference. You show up in yeshiva. And then there's another point to learn. Again, to learn, you can learn in Hamos. But it's Vayetze Vayelech. The Chidah wants it a little bit different. I'm explaining. The kasha is bothering everyone. Is last parsha is Vayelech, and in our parsha is Vayetze Vayelech. No, the answer is the Chidah says like this. We know Rashi says that the Torah is missing out 14 years from Yaakov's life. In between Parshas Toldos and Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov didn't go straight up to where he had to go. He went to learn in a yeshiva for 14 years. Went to learn in a yeshiva for 14 years? So the Chidah says, why? Some will say it in our derech. First of all, the Chidah says, the Gemara says, if you have money, kodem yisro isho, v'achar kach yilmad Torah. B'kedusha. If you don't have money, the Gemara says, קודם ילמד תוירו ואחר כך יישא אישה. רחיים על צהורי ויעסק בתוירו. הוא היה דמיגה פרנוסה. So Yaakov was planning, he had all the money from his father. Yisro Yisro, ואחר כך ילמד תוירו. Eliphaz took away all of his money. He had to work later for 22 years. So he knew he doesn't have money. So maybe he went to learn before he went to get married. So when his father sent him, Bayelech, he was planning right away to get married. But Eliphaz came and took all of the money, Rashi, Chazal tells us. But maybe he was left without no money. But maybe he went to learn. Vayivga b'mokrim v'yolen shom. Vayivga b'mokrim v'yolen shom. Rashi says, Loinem areize mokrim. He came to Beis Hamikdash. What is Vayivga? Melamed shetiken Yaakov tfilas harbis. V'shono akos v'lekos v'yispalel. Vayivga is Kvitzas HaDerech. Chazal tell us, Yaakov Tiken Tfilas Arvus. The Shem Yishmuel explains, to put us in the picture of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is running from his house, his brother wants to kill him. Eliphaz gets him in the way, he takes off everything. He's left with nothing, with a threat of death. That doesn't leave. When he comes back from Lavan, Esav is waiting. Esav is the big guy waiting to kill him. He's walking in the middle of the desert, and it becomes dark in the middle of the day. He's sure the world came to an end. Things are going wrong. His father gave him the brachas. Maybe he did something wrong, he took it away from him. Esav? Here, he's losing all of his money. Vayivga b'mokim, we'll say later, Vayimah onoichi lo yodosi. Rashi says later, Iro yodati lo yoshanti. He didn't realize it's Beis HaMikdash. We, when we walk into a shul, you could smell the Kedusha. On a good day, yeah? You could smell the Kedusha. Pass in the street, you know where's the Beis Medrash. You don't have to look. Why do you say Kaddish when the Neshama passes near Beis Medrash? In a day that you learn a couple hours, this man maybe it's harder to feel it. During this man when you walk around, you feel it. It's not. There's not something that speaking about old days. In our generation, also people can feel it. Some friends told me that they feel it. You can feel kedusha. You can feel. Yaakov doesn't feel nothing. Yaakov Avinu, Pchir Sheva Avos, he's in Beis Hamikdash. He doesn't feel no kedusha. Hashem, these are stories, he fell there. Gomish. Sfasem says, the lowest madrege in the world. Yaakov is down. His money is down. The sun is down. He doesn't feel no kedusha. And in that moment, Yaakov gets up and he says, I'm davening to the Ribbono shel Olam. And he's metaken tefillas arvis. Arvis is dark, is laila. Yaakov is the emuna of the laila. V'Yakov v'Bonov Yoldu Mitzrayimo. Yaakov is the one that is going to Golus. He's the one that was metaken at Tfile to remember to be close to Hashem when it's dark. And in that Tfile, and the moment before he gives up, he gets the Nevuah, V'Shavta V'Shalom, Malocha Elohim, and Yaakov starts his Yaakov Avinu. The Teire, the page starts. The page starts by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov gets the Nevuah. You're the next one. You have the chance. This is the Kriach of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu gets the Brachas. In that down moment, that he feels that there's no chance, in that moment, it picks up. There's a Talmid of Yeshiva. In the Yeshiva, there's a very chosh v'bachar, Philip before the mayor, I remember him every Friday, Chavrusa. I didn't see him for a long time. Then one day he comes to Yeshiva, before Yachikala days, with a blue shirt. I look at him, it's Medrash. says, I'll tell you, this trip is no shaykhis to yeshiva. So why you came? He said, I came because I came. Said, why you came to Eretz Yisrael? Because I came. He said, maybe you could tell me why you came? He said, I'll tell you the truth. We got married. We had 2 kids. So, Hashem closed the door. For years we don't have kids. So I came around to chefs and brochas. I told him, listen, I'm not a rebbe, but I'm your rebbe. I can give you a bracha, but maybe tell me what you do in your life. I'll tell you maybe. Hashem gives Yisurim for 2 reasons. Either he wants you to daven, or he gives you a pitch. I don't think Hashem wants you to fill us. I know you. The chance is that he wants to give you a patch. I'm telling you what I feel. So we went over his life. And the maskana was, I told him that if he would start to daven Ma'ariv B'tzibu, his life will change. For everything. So vital that I told him, you have to mekabel yourself to daven Ma'ariv B'tzibu, you'll have a baby this year. He says, I can't be mekabel without asking my wife. If you understand how vital it had to change his life. His wife is masking in one condition. The Kabbalah is, I'm a Kabbalah to daven Ma'ariv B'tzibu every night, and if we have to miss, we could call Reb Nissen and ask permission to miss. And if he lets, we could miss. But it's like a loop in the Kabbalah. He calls me 10 months later, in the middle of the night, he's calling, I said, what happened? He said, my wife is about to give birth, and I didn't have a Ma'ariv, I could miss Ma'ariv or not. He said, no way. The baby won't wait. So he calls me up, well, Hashem, you had a baby boy, if I want to come to the bris. I said, no shaykhs to me, I just open your eyes, yeah? Not a bracha. So he calls me an hour after the bris, you have to hear what happened. You know, my wife was more modern. She wanted to call the baby something, you know, Ma'ariva, you know, something. Kind of shit. You know, I said it doesn't pass, you know, because she told me, you know, just give a name and finish, I can't. And I didn't have a name. And you know, I said, the coach may be Yisrael. And I said, Yaakov. And I come after, my wife asked, what's the name? I said, Yaakov. How does we know Yaakov taking Tfilas Alvis? He got the name. Yaakov today is already 10 years old. Every time we go to America, we get to see him. If a person decides in the hard times to mechazik, this is Yaakov Tikkun Tfilas Alvis. Vayolen Shom, Kivo Hashemesh. ויקח מאב מהמוקוי ויוסם הראשוי סוף וישכב במוקוי מהו. חזר say that he took מאב מהמוקוי, he put around his head. חזר say all the stones were fighting. Ola yaniach tzadik roishoy, Kosh Baruch Hu made a nes, and all the stones became one stone. It's a famous joke, they say. There was two rabbonim, one rov, was a bit poor. There was a choshen rov came to visit him. And he gave him a cheer. He was so poor, the cheers were so shvach, the other tamid chochem just fell through. So now he's embarrassing. And the Chacham just fell through inside the chair. So the first time the Chacham didn't know what to do, he couldn't go to the chair, he got a ladon, fell in the chair. So he told him, I'll tell you what happened. In every chair is a lot of little holes. The Tzadik came, all the holes were fighting, Olai Aniach Tzadik Roishoy. Hashem made a nest, one big hole, and he went through. like this, he was Yaitze. When I was a kid, they said it over. Mikol Mokoyim, Vayishka Bamokim Ahu. Rashi says, Loshen Miut, אבל יודלת שונים ששימש בביסעבר לא ישוחב בלילו שהיו עסק בתויו. He didn't go to sleep for 14 years. And the world's famous kasha. 14 years in yeshiva didn't go to sleep. The first night he leaves yeshiva, he already goes to sleep. Tzua. Chavetzchaim would say, I don't know, the difference between yeshiva bochur and a soldier in a sar army, he says, yeshiva bochur wakes up in the morning every day, learns. a soldier of the Tsar wakes up 6 o'clock every morning. And when the soldier finishes to serve after 25 years, you can't get him out of bed. And the yeshiva bacher, even when he goes to work, he's davens, he wakes up early, sometimes he wakes even more early. Yeah? He said, forget, by us, take us a hemshah. The yeshiva bambokim ahu. So some say pshat, that Be'etzim was a kibud avein to go to get married. Yaakov felt that he has to learn before 14 years before he goes to get married. That's what he felt. He has to. But it's a kibud av, so it was no hetel to go to sleep. Mashenken after it was regular. But I want to explain more from that. Rabbi said, I think it's something that it's kedai to every bochur to hear, to understand, to analyze it, because this is our ashkof. We know Chumash Bereishis is not a story. It's not a book of stories. Maisa Avos is a chinuch. Yaakov Avinu goes for 14 years to learn in a yeshiva before he gets married. His father told him to get married, but he understands that to marry, you need a protection of 14 years of yeshiva. What is the learning of yeshiva? Yayman Valayla. Yaakov learned before also. Yaakov will learn later also. But you need 14 years in yeshiva. These 14 years have to be 14 years that you don't sleep by night. Sometimes a guy says, well, my name is, I can start already to learn now. I don't have to be in yeshiva masechta in yonim. I will learn the daf hayomi. I do much better with that. I do much better with that. I'll go to Ashkof Hashir in a different place, and this, and then that. Not against no one. Yeah? He makes the cheshbonis of the hours that he's managing to learn much more. For that, he could be after the balabas, and maybe a very choshen balabas. I'm not saying it could be the balabas learns even more Torah than the bach. But there's a musig that before you start your life, you need years of yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu, this is what the Torah is teaching us. Yaakov Avinu, tzaddik. He learns for 14 years, and these years you don't sleep, you don't go away for Shabboses, you don't take a weekend, you don't go away here, you don't go away there, you don't go, not to Switzerland, not to other place, you don't go. So steal the yeshiva bachur if you do these things. You can't go in the middle of a couple of days vacation. Strafe if you do such a zach. Yaakov didn't go to sleep. And the Foshim say, why the Torah didn't say where was Yaakov? I mean, it's full of Chazal, but you know, the guy that listens to Kriyas HaTorah doesn't know that Yaakov learned for 14 years. He was so not available, he didn't know where he is. Not the Pshat, and now he's learning. You can't, the Chofetz Chaim would say, Odom ki yom izbaril, I'm dead. I'm not existing. Vayachlo im vinei sula mutzav arzo v'roishim magia ha-shamayimo v'beizem yatino v'sforno sula mutzav arzo v'roishim magia ha-shamayimo side of Balaturim. Remez lemishim mushloch lahores lefisho yaila shamaimo. If you feel down, but you have been aliyah, there's a promise you will get up. Hashem nitzavol avayim ani Hashem v'ezarcho ke'afor ha'oretz uforatzto yomo v'keimo v'tzofeinu v'negbo v'nidrichu v'chol kol mishpacho yisadomo v'zarecho. So the Mechoshim Shtel, here's the Mechoshim uforatzto. Uforatzto. The Mechoshim uforatzto. Some people made them with the whole Mahalach. But this is the Mechoshim Be'etzim of the Foratzto. Foratzto. So the Shaila is, what is the Akdoma? You expand all over. Right, left, front, back. So the Spona says, Achar she'i zaracho ke'afar o'oretz. Means a holocaust. That the goyim will go down, Hashem promises, again you will grow up. Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will go down and then Hashem will pick them up. And the Pharisees say we have two promises, Afar and Koichovim. The Avraham says, Voyezarach Afar Oretz, Koich Vashomai. Here the Brochi goes with Uporatzta. Why the Brochi goes with Uporatzta? So they say like this, stars, there's a lot of stars, but every star is big. Every star is big. From far it looks a lot. Sand is very, very small. But it's so much together, it's so strong, it could stop the ocean. You know, nothing could stop the ocean, only the sand in the sea. Every little piece is nothing. Klal Yisrael, you know when Klal Yisrael will have that tzlocha from the Paratzto? When everyone will be be'achdus. Everyone will not feel ich. I want to tell you, I saw yesterday, last week, a Maisa Neira from the Neira Biyuda, from the Tumim. The Tumim, he got a nadin for his chasna, 3,000 ruble. He was sitting and learning with his chavrusa. Opposite the shul of the Tumim, they built a base tiflus, a big church. The mamish bothered everyone, like the big shul, and they were building a massive. So chavrusa was shtikal kanoi. In the middle of the night, when he went out, he attacked the church and he broke the cross. The kids are amazed, but his mazel dechapter. Kids, he never came home, everyone was looking for him, although he disappeared in the middle of the night. So the guard of the church came to the Asconium and said, listen, he's caught, but for the right price, I can get him out. I will sneak him out in the middle of the night. How much? 3,000 ruble? 2,000. No, I'm endangering my life. So they started to collect. The Tumim heard about it, he went and gave his 3,000 ruble. Okay? He took the guy, he sent him out, escaped him. Towards the morning, the Gaboy managed to raise the money. They came over to the guy, we have the money to save the guy. He said, the Tumim took care of it, the guy's really out. So the Asker went to the Tumim, we managed to raise the money. He said, I was Zeicha in the mitzvah. Then the Tumim thought to himself, his wife will hear that he gave up all the money, it will be a terrible Shabbos matzah. So he will go for a couple of days, things will settle down, and then. So he told him he's going to help the friend where he's hiding. The morning happened, the church realized the guy is missing. Okay, so they started, slowly, you know, the rope was starting to tie around the guard, they started to chop. Okay, so the guard chopped that, and very soon they know it's him. He ran to the Tumim's house, and he told, you know, he had there, from all different stories, had a lot of money. He told, listen, here's all of my money. Take back the 3,000 your husband gave me. This is, I'm giving you schar. You look after this money. If I don't come back, they get me and they kill me, it's a present for the Tumim. Because they chased him, and the fourth day, they got hold of him near a river. They shoot him, and he fell into the water. And the fifth day, the Tumim comes back, his rabbitson comes out. I know what you did, but don't worry, Hashem paid it back. And the Tumim started to cry. And she asked him, why are you crying? He said, Hashem threw my mitzvah back at me. He doesn't want my mitzvah. He said, if Hashem pays back over the years, and the af miyat means a vilnish. He doesn't even want it, I'll feel bad that I learned. No, he doesn't want my mitzvah. He made a tiny schalom to know why Hashem doesn't want his mitzvah. You know what I answered him? You didn't want to share it with different people. Only me. You gave, the whole city gave, let it be shut for me. I don't have enough to pay everyone. I don't know that you gave, Hashem says. I know you gave. Let them to be also a part. You did your part. I counted it. You don't want no one else to have a shoot for us? We threw back the mitzvah in your face. We paid you back the money. We don't need the mitzvah. When Klal Yisrael is uporatzto, kefar ha'oretz. Everyone is together. Achdus. When is achdus together? When is achdus together? Then you see the beauty of Klal Yisrael. ויקז יעקב משנו סוי ויאמר אוכן יש השם במוקם הזה ואנוכי לא ידעתי ויקז יעקב משנו סוי it says ויקז פארוי והנה חלוי בדרך כלל when you wake up it's from your sleep no? you woke up not from your sleep ויקז יעקב משנו סוי So the Balaturim brings down Mishnosoi, Kribei Medrash Rabbe, Mi Mishnosoi. מתוך שהיוהי גבתוי רביום גם בלילה לא ישוכב ליבוי לבהגיס בוי בחלמוי. יעקב was learning when he was sleeping. מתוך שהיושוי נביום זאת נקסב ספר על פי דרמם יהיו מעשיך לשם שמיים שיועיכם ויושן ואויסק הכל לכוון היחס ומשאויסקן בשישכב וישן אינוי בוטל כי זה צריך כדי ללמוד בעיון אז כמצווה וכאויסק בתוי רואי חושב לי. When someone sleeps they have koyach to learn, it's like learning. It's interesting, I have a friend, has a friend, a son in the name of Tzvi. This Tzvi asked me a kasha 2 months ago. It says that David HaMelech, when he was in the Beis HaMelechet, he felt bad. Don't have mitzvahs. Oh, min ha-mitzvahs. נסתכל במילה שלו וסומך. סוס עניך אני רוצה לך כמועצה שלו לרוב. סתם בדרך אגב, זה famous, זה בעל הברזל. גויינה גויינים. He learned day and night. So when he was מסעסק in צדוקס, and the mikve. Then was the tzedakah time. And people tie as a passage. And he said, the whole day I'm learning. Here I can't talk and learning. I'm busy in mitzvahs. Everyone was there. He was getting dressed and he was on top of all the... I think maybe... Yeah. So the kids are mice. And the people told him that he have a ride as a passage. Why David HaMelech was sad that he was all in the mitzvahs? He had to make up a tzedakah when he said to make it. So he adds, and then you have a mistake. It's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Melech, loy roichetz, loy roichetz, loy roichetz, but he goes, there's no one to talk to, everyone ran out when he came to the week. This was the Balabarzen. The Balabarzen's test. But anyway, so this Tzvi from Los Angeles asked me, he doesn't understand, if this Balaturim is right, that when you sit and learn the whole day, and you sleep to have koyach, it's ki'ilu, you're learning. So why don't the Melech is sad? Why is sad? Okay, so it could be the pshat when you sleep. And Beis HaMelech is not koyach for learning. Don't know if the kasha is such a stark kasha. When he sleeps, it's like learning. But when he's rinsing, even though it's a necessarily, the rinsing is a din to go to the mikveh. But you're doing the right thing. But the mikveh doesn't. But anyway, so I saw that his father was yesterday by Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and the kid wanted a b'ksav, an answer from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So they written the kasha to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky smiled. He loved the kasha. He told him, if Mohan writes down that when someone does things for learning, it's like learning, so what's with David HaMelech? Reb Chaim enjoyed it, so Reb Chaim took out his pen himself, and they written down. It's ki'ilu learning, but it's nishkin mamish learning. And David HaMelech felt that he's not mamish in learning, so b'meile, even have you the copy I can show you. He called Mekoyim, aber, Zogin Chazal, the Malochim stayed oilim ve'yordim. They went down, they wanted to kill Yaakov Avinu. Why? They went in Kisei HaKovod, they saw a picture of this person. They went down, and they see he's sleeping. They wanted to kill him. I'll read the Losh. כשאולו מלוכה השורס, אולו למעלו ויורדו ומצאו יושן. בואי לסכונה בי, they wanted to kill him. מיד והשם ניצב אולו. נראה לי, כי למעלו ראו צור הסייג וחקוקה בכיסא הכובד. יורדו למטו. וראו היסוד בוטל ויושן. חורו להם. המלוכים לא יודעים מחשוב וסעודם זוג דקסם סייפר. They talk, he took a nap to enjoy, to relax. They wanted to... Are you Yelud Yisho going to relax? Kill him. The Malachim wanted to kill him. You're Yelud Yisho, you chokuk in Kisei HaKovod, resting. Hashem said, no, it's l'shem shomayim. He sleeps to have koyach. If this is Yaakov Avinu, and the Mefoshim say that without that, he will not be Zoiche. He will not be Zoiche to the whole Nevuah. So the Balaturim learns that Yikur Yaakov Mishnosoi, that only because I didn't know, like we said before, he didn't feel the Kedusha. And for Yaakov was a surprise, because he was about to feel the Kedusha. Kedusha is a double ba'etze. So the shaila is, Ilu yodati zog drashi, lo yoshamti. If I would know, I would not go to sleep. Fragin how the Mefoshi, but all of the Shefa came to Yaakov Avinu from this Nevuah. So the Mefoshi say, out is good, but you're not allowed to be over an aloche. And while is a aloche, then also Lishan b'mokim migdosh, and b'mevater, and all of the miles not to be over an aloche. Remember, Rav Shach told us once, was an organization. I'm not going now into the shayla of the Ashkofa Shabbat, that they would do Kiruv in one of the countries. But in that country, it was very hard to start with the Kiruv, so they had dancing, they were being vodka, and it was mixed dancing. And after 3 days, Ketolev HaMelech Bayorin started seminaries for boys and for girls, slowly, slowly. And Avshach said, we can make mixed dancing. Told him, Rebbe, we don't know. Bottom line, after 3 years, 200 jingalai, 50 seminary girls come out of it. Fact. Rav Shach said, we don't look for results. Yaakov says, Ilu yodati lo yoshanti. I nevuah of a siddur shulchan aruch. Now again, he said, everyone has to ask his rav, shulchan aruch yichis kiruv. Yeah? אז רע למחלק יש פה עסקים בזה, יש מחמירים ויש מקילים, אז זה בכל הדבר שבתאיר, but the Yesoid doesn't say, wow, look what you managed to do. That doesn't give a okay to what you did. The guy could be a big butt stalker, but the way he got his money was not kosher. He says, but look what I'm doing with my money. Hashem says, I have enough money. Oh, Hashem manages. But if I need to give money to somebody, I don't need your help. I can manage. I need you to listen. What happened with Shaul when he comes back from Melchames Amalek? He brings all the sheep. Shmuel tells him, Lishmoya mizevach toiv. Hashem wants you to listen. Yaakov tells us a chinuch. Yaakov said, Oshamnu bogadnu, I slept. But you got a nevuah, but Hashem put you to sleep. Yeah, Hashem put me to sleep, I had to sleep. Oh, but halacha dik, if I know there's mokim amigdosh, I don't sleep. It's a chinuch ledoiris. Don't be, a lot of times you see a good result, it's a very nice event to say that. They kick away a rav of a shul, and the new rav is matzliach very much, wow. People forget the avodah that they did. They come to the shamayim, nothing will count. I think to myself the whole time in the shul. No, I was one of the helpers of the building of the shul. Not, you know, when we started to build the shul years ago. So, again, you know, my rebbe doesn't let me to go. The maaser, they called me to come to the first meeting. And I said that, you know, enough is not a rich neighborhood to build such a beautiful shul. There's no money for Ingelat. It's an avle. In Gleit, zurück zu lernen. The Rav said, you know, how Bilam said to Borach, Lokoi mavai lekachticha v'ato gam borach, you know what the hell, don't help, you spoil the whole meeting, so no one will give money now. So I called, it was a family Gelbit, Miami, I said, I need help, you know, I feel bad, I said something, it made me cross. And at that moment, they made a huge amount of $100,000. Said, this is money for the shul. I was talking, and the computer came up that they made a deal. My shamayim is for the shul. So we built the shul. Then they were building the bottom floor. And things were taking time. I was getting upset, you know. I was not involved. I was sitting and learning. And once, half a year, I'd go, look, what is happening? Why is that opening? He told me in the front has to be a security door. The designer didn't do it good. The fire engine is not giving license to open. So, yeah, security door, you know, sure, what? Everything is from stone. The fire engine told me, these are the rules. And I accepted. From that big door, if you went to the show in the front, at least 4 or 5 people managed to run out to be safe. If I would be with my Narish guy, the young boy, who said you need security door? Yeah? Make a small one. They want a security door, it's huge, and when you security is like this door. Now when you press, it opens. Because when people are mixed up, you can't, the handle doesn't go down, as I gave us. But they just walk. And the security door is made that when you walk, it opens. You know, you don't realize it. But Bishas Maisa, you can't, guys were shivering, you can't open the door. It just doesn't open. It just doesn't open. As I gave us. So I would be a now, and I would say, oh, the shul opened 2 months earlier. You know how much tefillahs? I come to the Shemayim, and they'll tell me, Ritzayach. But look what I did. No, don't count what you see. Hashem saved me, that they didn't listen to me, and they built a security door, and 20, no one remembers even that argument. I mean, I was so upset. I went back to learn. I told myself, if I would push, I would save learning if it wasn't 2 months. Such a shul, my name, such a shul. It says, Hashem says, you have to do what is right. And it was wrong. A shul without security is wrong. You know, you're 20 years old, you don't know nothing about the world, yeah? You know, Abaye Verhove, yeah? No, you don't know what a security door pushing, as I had, as I had, you know, what's the difference? Yeah, it's not big enough, it's not wide enough. They explain, because when it's narrow and it's dangerous, everyone tries to go out, so no one manages to go out. It becomes a block. You can see everything. And if davening, no one can get out of shul. A car, when 2 cars go slow, you know, I try to explain it. You know what? Chokmah by going time, and then I didn't argue. And Lamai said, Mamish was sitting in a second. When the first shooting was outside the door, they managed to go out before the guy came in. They were standing in the window and looking. Happened to him from looking, it's not a story, they need help for that. Yeah, but he didn't realize, and this is the reason, even when they came back in the front and they faced the police people. If they would realize that there's a good security door, they would just run out to the other side and carry on killing people and not enough. They didn't realize that people were running out to that place. And they know the front door, people are going in and out. But this is the issue. Ilu yodati lo yoshan. Young people says a person has to know in life, do what is straight. What is Yosho? Be Yosho. Slash can come. Guy doesn't feel good, he doesn't show up to Seder. His chavrus is winning the whole Seder. Mushchus. Mushchus. It's Yashchus. Person has to be a Yosho.
It's
good, if not our thing, lechem lilbosh ubeged lechol. What do you have to say? Nosan li lechem lechol ubeged lilbosh. Nosan li lechem ubeged. Hashem, please give me bread to eat and clothes to wear. It's good that he explained it. And then we'll think something different. So the Biskirov says, Lechem, this is the Biskirov, for the Chofetz Chaim. Lechem, kezayin, kezayis. Beged, gimel etzbo, echal gimel etzbo. Tzadit beged. Tzadit yagim, echbil beged, lechol and beged. Lechem, lechol and beged, lilbo, ish Hashem, give me what to eat and give me what to wear. Aber, but lasa li Hashem. It was a tnai in the shvur, yeah? So the shayla, what is mechayev? Chava lechem. Adin lechem. Chava beged. So the lechem. Aber the Chofetz Chaim says, I want lechem lechoil vebeged lilboish vezehu. Vezehu. Chofetz Chaim didn't let to put in his house wooden floor. His Rebbetzin told him, he said, when they put on curtains in his house, he told his kids, why are you taking away from my Gan Eden? Why are you chopping my Gan Eden? His Rebbetzin told him, Chaim Oizer has wooden floors. He told him, Chaim Moizer is the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, has to look good. Chaim Moizer, Rabbi Chalim tried to convince him. Rabbi Chalim told him about Sidon Nikius. Chazal said a person has to look, be clean. Dirty, Chaim Chochem, they have to look faputz, clean. Long as we might be, take a shower, look represented, it's an important zach. Bochum have to know that. It's a bazunder shmuz. So, nowadays, you know, you're scared that the guy there faputz will think that the musa is for them, that they have to be more. So I never give the shmuzi to be faputz. Because, you know, the guy that doesn't look after himself doesn't have that magia to him. And the guy that is faputz thinks, Mistama, you know, I need a couple more animals, a couple more, you know. So, for me, I never give shmuzi on these and being faputz. But Chaimoiza told him, Rabbi Chalon told him, Rebbe's not a kius. He told him the obvious Akadoshim only had sand on the floor and they had the kids. We're not homing there. Abba, you know, from not homing there and holding something in between, it's a big nefkamina. Malachim come down and they see you enjoying the world for a joy. So the guy will say, listen, if I don't enjoy, I'm so schwach, I will not manage to learn. Say that. But everyone knows when it's that and when it's more from that. Sometimes in America, I heard some bachelor have to play sports to mechazik the yeshivishkeit. Say that the reason they did it is because in America is going, and the going play sports. If the yeshivas will not be into sports, a lot of boys will go off the derech because they will feel that they're missing something. Mainly the chinuch was with sports. Say that. You need to go out, you need to play. But sometimes you played already your game, yeah? And now you're playing just to win, just. Yeah, it's already what you need to do. You can play. Be in a team, in a dust, in the ants. You should have been allowed to be in a shir if you go to the team. I remember you're right. Nothing. You need it? Say it. Play with yourself, play with the group. Lechem lechem bebegel lilbosh. V'shavti b'sholim el beisovi v'hoyo Hashem li le'eloiki. So I wanted to say a vote that I heard from my friend, Eliezer Schlesinger. He was my first friend that was killed by an Arab girl when I was 17. It's my chavrusa, an Arab girl killed him in the middle of the night. The first time that I was exposed to terrorists. And we learn brachas together as kids. We're 11 years old, we learn Masech the brachas. And he asked the kasha, Marsha asks the kasha. It says in the end of Masech the brachas, Aniftar mechaveiroi yoimar loi leich lesholoi. Ve'al yoimar loi leich besholoi. Sharei avsholoim she'omru loi leich lesholoim holach ve'em leich besholoim holach ve'nitlo. Yisroel shomer leMoshe leich leSholem olo veitzliach. Find the Marsha. So it says leSholem, it's good. Yisroel told Moshe leich leSholem. Avsholem beSholem, it's not good. So Yaakov says v'shavti beSholem has to be v'shavti leSholem. So Chaim Kanievsky said it's only when you say to go, when you say to go back, you could say beSholem. Aber Eliezer Schlesinger, Zeh Tzadik Mekodesh, Hashem Yikom Domoy, said that, I think, unfortunately, he said also, that Lesholem means to grow. Besholem means to stay the same. Gemara says, Malochim are the same. People grow and grow and grow. So if you say, go Besholem, means you'll be already a dead pay. Lesholem means to grow. When Yaakov went to Eis to love him, he said, Hashem, just let me to come back like I am. Just not to get spoiled. I want to say two mavoltim, maybe three mavoltim. So maybe my first I'll say one of them was such a compact parsha. We have the story of Rochel and Leah. Chazal say, Vein Leo Rakois, Rochel Oise Yifastoyo, Yifas Mare. Leo is crying, she's crying, she has to marry Esav. And Rochel looks good. It's a stam, the Raga says, Vein Leo Rakois, she has soft eyes. She was crying. So the Ben Ezra brings down from a Sefer Ben Ephraim. The Ben Ephraim says, "Vani oimer choser alef, ein eleo rakois choser alef." Add an alef to rakois, what it comes out? Add an alef to rakois, what it comes out? Harukois, she had Chinese eyes. This is like the Ben Ephraim. So the Ben Ezra attacks him. "Vani oimer hu choser alef." Take Ben Ephraim and take off the Aleph, Ben Porim. I read it, Ben Ezra. Ve'roitzi Ben Ephraim, Shomar. Rakois, Ben Ephraim Omar Shu Choser Aleph. Ve'taimo Yarukois, Ve'hu Oyo Choser Aleph. Ezra was very sharp. But anyways, and there's a simonim, and they give over the simonim. And then Leah has the fourth kid, the fifth kid, the sixth kid, and Rachel doesn't have kids. And then Leah is starting to expect the seventh kid. When she makes a cheshbon right away, Vos Vazayin, six, Shvoches have two. There's left two more for Rachel. If I have one more, Rachel will be less than the Shvachas. She davens to Hashem and the baby turns to become a girl. And she gives her a name, Dina. Famous name, Dina. Why she calls it Dina? Zogra. Shedono din be'atzmo. Omro. Yaakov osid leilel 12 shvotim. Ani shesh shvoch ishtayim. Nimtzo eser. Im ze ben. So I had cousin that would stay with me, his name was Yanki Nekritz. Today is a Machir in Lakewood, one of the sisters. So Bochy was living with Mishra then, Abraham from Shabbos. And he said a beautiful vote. What is the godless? The godless was that we don't understand why the Imoras wanted the kids and what the story with Rochel, but she gave up on a boy, then that boy will become a girl. So call her Vitro, not Dina. What was the good? To talk or to do? You know, people talk about the mice, you don't see the money, yeah? They pledge about the mice. So, the mile is Vitro, nicht Dina. What do you tell me? Vitro is a funny name. Dina was also a funny name, only because Dina became, again, Vitro would be the common name. Dina would be Dina. We today, you know, Dina is a nice name. So, he said, Rabbi Yisrael, but listen to that. It's not a chokhmah to be mevater. If I'll get over to you now, I'll tell you, listen, the guy near you, you know, he can't move, he can't do this, he can't Lebach, you know, I'm asking him to move. For sure, right? I'll tell you, listen, you know, this bacher, mamash, you know, he doesn't have hands and feet, it's not that. Take him. The problem is that, you know, someone is married, for example. And he wants his parents to come to him. His brother also wants. It's politics, where do they go, yeah? So you know this kind of politics. To go here. Two kids, father's coming down to Israel, to go to me, to visit him. Yeah, everyone knows. If they tell you, your brother is Nebach, he's sick, he has the machlok. The only problem is that you don't think that he's a Nebach. But if you decide that he's a Nebach, he right away will give up. You know, it's tense by him, he needs that attention. The godless of Rochel, of Dina, I'm sorry, of Leah, when she realizes that her sister will suffer, and she concludes that cheshbon to mevata, does the nishkin chokhma? The chokhma is to feel for Yemen. To feel Dino is the cheshbon. Chesed is Dino. To give all of us the people that I give. There's no one here, if I'll tell you, Nebach Dik, you have to save. Everyone will get up and reach and save. Our problem is we're blind. The name is Dino. The godless is Dino. Oi, look ahead. You want Shiftiko, you snore. What? You have to understand, mid out, Rochel stays the Rochel. Rochel Imeni, yeah? Rochel Imeni. Leo is the Gemara's, but everything goes, all of us, that Pashtus, we're not, some maybe Yomi, but we're not the kids of Rochel, but it's Rochel Imeinu. She knew that Rochel is the Rochel Imeinu. And she would be Rochel Imeinu with one or two. But she was Dina, my sister would be embarrassed. I read before she explained, some shit is home, that Leo Bichlam never knew that Rochel was Mevatra and the Simonim. They said that the Simonim were a lot of shit, were Hilchis Nida. Rochel was Melam and her sister, Hilchis Nida. Yaakov asked her if he didn't need that, and she knew that. It's different shittas. This is one thing. It's really late. I want to say one mezach, please. It's such a big parsha. Friday is short. Right? The pasuk says, "Vayivga b'mokim ahu." Rashi says that be'etzem Yaakov went till Chor. Vayeitze Yaakov mi'Be'er Sheva, vayelech Chorono. Destination is Choron. Then he stops in Aram Iriya. Something doesn't make sense. So you could say it means that eventually he will get it. So Chazal say in Chulin, he got to Choron, and he said, "Ovarti b'mokim shispallu avoisei velo ispallalti. Yoiv daiti lemehedar kofzo lo yaderech." So machlek is if he had kvitzisaderech in the way dear or only in the way back. Some shittas hold kvitzisaderech even in the way dear, some only in the way back. Yaakov was over b'mokim shispallalu avoisei. But he didn't think about it. Hashem let him to go through. Everything is waiting for him. Haftoches, godless. Iyul oyoyev, pray the Gemara. Why have to make mitzvah saderech? When he passed the first time, black the sun. So the Gemara. Iyul oyoyev, daiti lemehedar, anan ma'akvinen lei. A bocher doesn't know, sometimes is waiting for him godless, b'toiro, b'irashomayim, b'tzidkes, b'everything. It's waiting here. Everything is waiting for you. Everything is waiting for you. Aber iu lo yoiv daite. Chazal said, but Daniel, when the king put him, says the Lashon Apostle, b'gzeiras, המלך הנערי ישראל פאפם בנבדס וטריפס שירו בריאים ויפיים ויוסם דניאל הליבוי שלו יסגול בפיגולי המלך מיד כסיב ואיתן השם אלוהיקים אז דניאל לחסד ולרחמי. If Daniel would not decide that he's Oymen Ben Yisrael, they would give him the pick. He decided not, Hashem helped. Who knows how much G'dayla Oylam are sitting here. Aber Iyu lo yoiv daite. I'm going to learn now. I'm going to know what we're coming. I'm going to go shas. Iyu lo yoiv daite. We don't become. But if he gives the push, if he wants that tzloche, when it's finished, in Parshas Vayetze, there's no samach and peis. No psucha v'stula. The whole Parsha. Ain't kaze b'kol ha-teira. Nothing. So Pshat, Yaakov from the Bismedrash till the end of the parsha, Vayiv gam malach Eloikim, the whole years in Lavan was never Hesachadas even once. Never Hesachadas. Good Shabbos.